Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
I want to be your friend.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yeah.
It's the Toucher and Rich program.
Yeah.
I can't do it as good as Fred, but I figured if you're going to work on this show, you need to get that line down. Right, Dan O'Brien? That's...
Especially in the open. You need to come out, you cough or do something, clear your throat. You know, usually it's the first person you speak to in the morning. That's when Fred cracks the mic.
And says, yep. And then cracks his Diet Coke.
Good morning.
Oh, got to get my Diet Coke.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Dan. Morning. Dan O'Brien is here.
Dan O'Brien is questioning a lot of things this morning.
You're here. Let's see. Kevin Maggiore is here. That's the only way I know how to say his last name. Lockhart's still at night with us.
Nope.
And I don't...
He's with us.
He's
on the earth, correct?
He's here. He's just...
Right. He's just not, like, here. Not
physically, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then...
Sure, we got that understood.
That box over there that Nick usually works in.
Dark.
It is dark.
It's very dark.
Not a lot of lights on in this building. Not a lot of people here. The parking lot is I shouldn't even say relatively empty.
It was really empty.
Nothing.
So I'll tell you guys this.
We're here.
I've worked four shifts this weekend.
Wow.
In 3 days. I worked, I did two shows on Saturday, one show yesterday, and now I'm here today.
The two shows on Saturday.
Yeah, I ended up getting the old call. I did the Bankroll Boys show in the morning.
So very good.
And then
I
got a call to come in the afternoon. I said, you know what, let's do it.
Okay.
So I've been on a lot lately. So I'm sure Dan's like, whoa, really? Yeah. Dan, once you're out of this place, you don't listen, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but you also have to remember there are most of the times, especially on the weekends, where I'm out of the listening range.
That's
especially
right.
in a regular motor vehicle. So unless I'm on my phone or I have the app, I tend to not be able to get the station where I am. So
well,
I'm sorry. I was not aware that I was aware of the Bankroll Boys show on the Over Under show on Saturday mornings, but not the fact that you came back and did double.
Yep, came back. So I will recycle takes, and then I will.
I will be hearing them for the first. Ted, will you be hearing them for the first time?
Not necessarily. I've listened to Joe most of the weekend. Okay.
And then I have some more new takes that I've developed overnight.
There's some good stories. There's some good things I thought that are kind of under the radar. Good little talking points, I think, for today's show that happened in the last couple days that I think people will find interesting.
We were trying to get a football guest, but why have a football guest when we have a man who played in four Super Bowls and won three of them? So Ted Johnson will be here.
I got you covered, man.
Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, as you should be introduced to that every single time.
I appreciate that. You're always good about that, Joe. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was going to sorry to interrupt here for a second, but Ted, one of the reasons why it's somewhat difficult, I know it's school vacation week for a lot of people this week, and today is also a holiday. But Ted, this might be like the only week that the people that cover the NFL, a lot of the writers and a lot of the guys that are associated with covering teams, this is the one week that they sort of are like, no, I'm out. There's not a whole lot going on. The league year hasn't started yet. You know, free agency, all that stuff. So the people that I reached out to on a regular basis that are usually with us, Jeff Howe, amongst others, got back to me at some point. And they were like, well, you know what? This was the one week that I could take vacation because the NFL has become such a, 52-week.
Yeah. Yeah, so. No, it has. Yeah, it makes that makes sense.
And Dan, as a player, did you ever notice that? Did you ever, you know, realize that it got real quiet for a couple weeks after the Super Bowl? Or
when I was playing the contract, the CBA had us all. It was that you had to be report the second week of March. So okay. It was right. Always the second week of March. So, you know, kind of that the month of February. You know, once you're in the league, you know, you don't worry about the combine. So the combine usually typically historically happens later this month it happens right around right now. But because of the COVID, they're not doing the combine this year. Mm-hmm. But as a player, you don't even worry about that. You don't look at that.
Yeah, you can just detach yourself for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, So definitely for the month of February, you're right. That's probably the one time in the calendar year that month is where it's the slowest time as far as things going on.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Except for this offseason with all the quarterback movement and all the things that are going on. There's more hot stove, awesome storylines. This offseason, you know, as far as, you know, teams moving quarterbacks than ever before. So it's a more compelling offseason. You're starting to see in the NFL more and more recently because of all the trades.
So, confession, I'm actually okay with the season being over and football being away for a little bit. Last year we got the we got that AFL or whatever it was.
AFL?
What was that?
AAF? The Alliance? Alliance of American Football.
There you go. Yes. The AAF.
Yeah. It's like an old radio station.
And I watched it. I watched the Alliance of American Football League. I mean, it was something to bet on. And I hate to use that phrase, but that's what you got me. And don't get me wrong, the quarterback play was putrid. Actually, a couple of guys, XFL guys actually got some reps this year. PJ Walker from the played for Carolina, actually won a game this year as an XFL quarterback.
Is it Taylor Heineke?
Yeah, he played as well, and he just got a 2-year deal.
He did.
Million bucks.
As he should have. I mean, the way he played against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the wild card weekend just a few weeks ago was pretty impressive.
One game against the Super Bowl champions.
That's all it takes. Joe, just think about it. Marcus Mariota's one fill-in game for Derek Carr this year probably.
Can I get another one?
Yeah.
Matt Flynn.
Come on. It was Matt Flynn against the New England Patriots. I was at that game.
One game.
That's what set him up for a big contract in Seattle. You're right. He ultimately got beat out by Russell Wilson, but great. That's a great call
and
right there.
I think Matt Hasselbeck, local kid, like had like a moment, like maybe Favre left or something. Yeah. I just remember he had like a little moment in Green Bay, just a little showing.
Just
once.
Show him something.
Yeah,
show him
then he got a big deal out of it.
Crazy.
You know?
Yeah, there's guys that you just look at like not some guys had just these one games, you know, that really all of a sudden. You know, guys, you know, teams go, oh, well, we get, you know, he played such a great game. Maybe he's capable of more. We got to sign him. And then they ultimately, you know, go back to being what they were before that one great game. But you see that with quarterbacks sometimes where they make a little bit of a run where they have great games back to back to back that get you big paydays. And I'll never, Joe Flacco, talk about a horseshoe up his ass during the playoffs, the year that the Baltimore Ravens went to the Super Bowl, he was putrid during the regular season. Mm-hmm. A below average quarterback, statistically speaking, he goes into the playoffs and 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. They win the Super Bowl. He gets paid, you know, $100 million contract. And then he goes right back to being Joe Flacco, man.
I can give you two guys you're very familiar with. Matt Schaub had a run with the Falcons once and then ended up getting what, a big deal with Houston?
Matt Schaub went to, didn't he go to Atlanta after?
Was it after?
He left.
But Matt Schaub had a little run, got a big deal, got two contracts out of it, and then the other one was Osweiler.
Come on. Brock Osweiler.
He got paid.
He played five games the year that the year that the Denver Broncos, 2015, year that they won the Super Bowl. Brock Osweiler goes out, he started seven games. He went 5-2. He played the Patriots that year, beat the Patriots in the snow in Denver. And
you know why?
That's what got him a 2-year, $38 million deal with the Texans. Guaranteed cash, baby. Guaranteed. Fully guaranteed. Brock Osweiler.
If I can remember the punt returner, it was a snow game. C.J. Harper.
Can't remember.
P.J. Harper.
Remember. Don't remember.
Harper. Somebody on the Patriots fumbled a punt. And then C.J. Anderson ran it in for a touchdown.
Don't remember.
It's a true story. I don't. There was always like, did you play with Bam Childress? I don't know if you were there.
Oh,
for those
great,
days.
Great damn!
Like a great preseason great. Name, right? Like just a guy that like
would, Michael Bishop kind of
exactly. Yeah, but there was a kid, Chris Harper. Like what the hell was the guy's name?
I don't remember.
I'll never forget that damn. You remember every loss.
Oh, yeah.
You bet. You know, even when you play, too, I guess.
Going back to real quick, you know, Brock Osweiler, before the Texans, I was covering the Texans down when they did bring in Brock 2016-17. It was 2016. And there was a viral video of Brock Osweiler in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it was just one little viral video that went out about Brock that I said, the Texans cannot bring this guy in. You cannot bring this guy in. And do you remember there was a, you probably don't, he was got into a skerfuffle in Scottsdale in the offseason going into the
year. Yeah, he was Arizona State. He was a big quarterback.
He got pushed in the back. He had a pizza in his hand.
Yeah.
And I don't, it was like, I don't know why. You think of, you get pushed in the back, you got a pizza, it's a late night, probably they're out partying, and he did nothing about it. Some guy pushes him in the back, and he just turned away and walked away. And I just thought, that's not a guy I want being my quarterback. Is that bad? I'm like, you gotta defend yourself, man. Come on, dude. You know, it's like everybody's kind of, you know, around the their cars, you know, late night. You're getting a pizza. Everybody's kind of bowing up. And yeah. Here's Brock Osweiler. Gets pushed in the back, turns around, and tucks his tail between his legs and walks.
If someone bumps into me at a restaurant, I'm saying something.
Yes, say something.
You know what I mean? Like,
come on.
Somebody looks at you the wrong way. You're probably ready to give him the stink eye.
I'll tell you this much, but I went out with Bird one night, the great Bird.
What's Bird up to?
He's in Point of Pines, Port of Pines. I don't know. One of the
Point of Pines Riviera.
Point of Pines. We went out one night, and these dudes are looking at us. We're in Lynn.
Giving the hard stare.
And we're like, what the hell are these guys?
Yeah.
And finally, after a while, I'm like, dude, what's up?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we love the show, guys. We love the show.
There you go.
But it was like, why are you staring at us, bro?
Yeah.
No, so I get you.
Yeah.
You know, bump you with a. If someone bumped me with my pizza and something happened to my pizza, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd flip out.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's my pizza.
He almost fell down. He almost dropped his pizza. I mean, can you imagine? Late night, you're starving, and a guy pushes you in the back, and the pizza goes flying, and you just pick it up off the ground and walk away. Can you imagine? I can't imagine you doing that, Joe.
I just like this is going to be quick because we're going to follow the clock today, Dan. Damn it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Let me know. I don't know. You're going to have to tell me what the clock is.
Okay, yeah. I know what's really bad is that because of this show, on the weekends, like, forget it.
Blow through stop signs. Like, yeah.
Just don't even worry about it.
I'm in my car laughing. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, yeah, Joe's
6:43, and I'm still taking a call.
Ted, it's the best. All we do is laugh back here in the control room when we blow through stop sets, and my hands are up in the air, and I'm like, anybody? No?
But I follow the lead, you know? These guys are my mentors, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what? They can do it. I can do it, right?
Exactly.
It's funny. When you get in the radio business, they tell you about the clock. Why is the clock so important? Because I was always told, Dan, that it directly impacts your ratings. Mm. So, you know, I've always...
Directly impacts
your ratings. So it really behooves you to get out on time because your ratings theoretically are supposed to be better for that reason, and yet guys still say screw
those little gaps.
Ted, do you keep to a schedule in your life?
Yeah, I try to.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you find that works for you in certain ways?
It's got me, this far in life.
Okay. Yeah. So there are things that other people have set up, and they've said, if you do this, this will happen.
It's like a tried-true kind of formula they come up with.
I'll try to do this in under a minute.
Okay. Yeah, go.
I am out on going out on Valentine's Day anymore.
Oh, I hear you.
It has nothing to do with the whole romance, dating, partner, any of that.
I think we should talk about flush this out a little bit because I have some similar thoughts.
It's a tease. There's a little tease and we'll talk about it later. But I have yet to have a positive experience going out with my wife of 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't I could tell you every year what's happened.
Yeah.
And
is every year a similar type theme?
Yeah,
as kind of presented.
Yeah, we've tried to go out different nights, like the night before or the night after, mm-hmm. and
But a lot of people have come up with the same strategy, and you find you run into the same problem.
Yeah,
nobody knows what we're talking about, but we'll get
I mean the best solution here is Just order Kowloon takeout and go home.
Man. There you go.
All right.
That's the simplest solution?
That is the most simple solution on Valentine's Day. You know, I can have Andy put, like, you know, the bag in a heart. You know what I mean? Like make the fortune cookies in a heart or something like that. But I'm out. I'm out on going out on Valentine's Day. We can discuss that. What we do have coming up today, though, Ted, is a lot of stuff. The Celtics, we'll get into what happened last night. There's a lot. There's like a big bone to chew on that one.
Yep.
A lot of meat.
There is.
Like a prime rib, like meat on that bone. So we'll get into that. The Bruins played. They had their streak snapped over the weekend, but things are still good there. The Red Sox amp up this week. We'll talk with Andrew Raycroft, former Bruins goalie and an Essen analyst. So we'll talk to him later on today in the show. And there's a ton of Tom Brady stuff out there. Mm-hmm. Some giggles, little giggles out there, too. So we'll do all that as we're here until 10 a.m. in for Toucher and Rich. He's Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. I'm Joe Murray. You're listening to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
All right, back here on Toucher and Rich, it's Joe Murray and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. We call this the Ted and Joe Show. What happened last night? This.
In every game, there is a seed of something you're going to remember throughout the length of the season. This is that day for the Celtics. It is a Valentine's Day massacre that will be a reference point going forward in whichever direction the Celtics season now heads. The final score, Washington 104, Boston 91.
Not a good game last night.
Nope. Low point of the season for sure.
I didn't watch one bit of the game, but I listened to every single basket last night.
Did you?
On my ride down to the Cape.
I saw every single basket, so we can play off each other, I think, pretty good.
All right, here's the deal. The Wizards stink.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Beal missed time. Russell Westbrook's been a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Did he airball free throw yesterday?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't pretty.
Oh, gosh. That was bad. That's him, though, man.
So as far as the game goes, I'm hearing so many complaints
about
from the team. Ainge stuff we'll get into because there was, that's appointment listening for me. Thursdays, like Dan, I come in here on Thursday. We do the Bankroll Boys. I'm in my car.
And it's like anger listening for you. Like,
yeah, because I'm like, what are you guys going to say to Ainge today?
Yeah, like you come in like a ball of fire at 7 o'clock, right. And then we have Ainge on at 9, and you're usually worked up into a lather at that
point. I'm firing off. They're asking me questions, and he's answering, and I'm like asking questions like on Twitter, like fighting back. But, you know, the thing that got me with, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, and it relates to last night's game, they don't care about the regular season.
But why is it, and let me ask you, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Ted, but why is it that with the Celtics, everyone says, don't worry, they're a 500 team right now, and they, I don't know where they are, and I couldn't care less where they are in the seedings for the playoffs, but everybody says, hey, three superstars, don't worry about it. When the playoffs come around, this team will, quote-unquote, either flip a switch or they'll be better. But if the Bruins did that, like they did last year in the regular season, and they were the President's Trophy winner, and they had the best record, then everybody says, yeah, but it'll be different in the playoffs for the Bruins. Why is it that the Celtics get this sort of free ride during the regular season, and they're just sort of loafing through it, and they're like, eh, well, we lose to Detroit on Friday night at home, then we travel down to D.C. That was putrid yesterday. And I know I was watching some of the game, and even at halftime, Chris Forsberg and NBC Sports Boston said, oh, no more matinees. Oh, really? How about you just get up for a team that you should have beaten by 20, and the players that should have played yesterday should have been at the end of the bench. You shouldn't have had to worry about your superstars.
It's a soft culture. It's a soft franchise. From Danny Ainge on down to Brad Stevens, they've always coddled those players. They've always, I think, just kind of created this culture of processing. We're in the process. It's developing. There's no sense of urgency. You know, they placate to the players. It's a soft organization. Come on, it is. And some of the things I'm worried right now at this point. Gary Washburn said, put it in his article today, and I think it's true. I think you have guys starting to check out on Brad Stevens. And there was one comment that Brad Stevens made after the game yesterday that I got to find, but it was in reference to. I don't know if you saw this, Dan, and Joe, maybe you've heard, but did you see what he said about the last 5 minutes of the game yesterday? He was talking about the last 5 minutes of the game being the best 5 minutes of the game. And how
at that point, you were down by what, 25?
You know who was playing in the last 5 minutes of the game? Everybody at the end of the bench.
I don't, because I wasn't watching. Okay. Sorry, at that point I had checked out. I'd rather watch guys go around in circles in Daytona.
I get it. Left turns the whole time. That's more compelling TV, you're right. But the last 5 minutes of the game yesterday, Brad Stevens was praising. If we can play these games like we played the last 5 minutes of today's game, meaning yesterday's game, then we're going to be okay. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what he said. So he's basically saying all the backups that were in there, if the starters can play like those guys did, then we're going to be – you're in trouble. When a coach starts throwing that out there, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Here's Brad Stevens after the game yesterday.
There's a lot, but I think that we just have to be better at controlling the things that we can control, playing together the right way on both ends of the court. I think if we take anything from this game, we take the last 5 minutes and we clip up how that group that came in played together and how we pressured the ball, how we were communicative, especially Taco on the back line, how we shared it. And even though we missed some shots, we got great looks. If our team can play more like that last 5 minutes, then, you know, we'll be as good as we can be. And, you know, if not, we'll be average.
Dude,
guess what? You're average.
You cannot, as a coach, you guys, Brad Stevens, when he's basically talking up the bench guys.
Taco's not a bench guy.
Okay,
Taco is a mop-up guy. Taco is a mop-up guy. He's not even a bench guy.
Okay, however we want to classify the guys that were in there.
So he's staying engaged in that department. No one.
That's me. Sorry.
However you want to categorize it, it is. It's like, you know, it'd be like Belichick saying, you know, I don't know, all the third stringers. Now those guys know how to play. You guys, you know, all you starters don't know what you're doing, kind of thing. That to me is not going to be received well in that locker room. So I worry that Brad Stevens might be losing his team a little bit.
All right, here's the deal. I don't think Brad Stevens should be fired. I don't. I don't think Danny Ainge should be fired. What do you do? What do you do here?
You make a blockbuster. You make a trade.
So
you shake things up by telling guys that, you know what, it's not as comfortable in here as you think it should be.
So let's go at that. And I get it. Like, I think they need to make some move. Is it Marcus Smart being out of the lineup? Do you think that's affecting the team whatsoever?
I can't imagine it. That's the reason.
I mean, let's face it. I don't want to be, like, I'm not a Marcus Smart defender. I actually sometimes wish they would move on from him. But they've struggled since he's been out. Bad, actually.
So that's the one guy. So you bring back the one guy. He's the irreplaceable guy on the bench.
Well, I bet
in
you
the
they'll
meetings,
tell you that. Talk to Ainge on Thursday. What's he going to say? Well, we'll get Marcus back soon. The problem is, I don't trust the damn medical staff anyways. Hey Ted, you could look into this, bud. In 2017, they got rid of their medical staff. Remember Ed Lucert, the guy who was there for like years or whatever? They got rid of them. And since then, and I want to bring this up, Since then, they've had Kyrie Irving knee injury that they knew of, played in the All-Star game, flirted in front of you, went elsewhere. Kemba Walker was on a minutes restriction a year ago in the All-Star game, played and couldn't play towards the end of the year. This year, who's dealing with knee tendonitis and could possibly be playing in his first a All-Star game?
Oh, he's not playing. You better not play.
Oh, I will bet you money he's playing that game.
You better not play in this game.
Where's my wallet? Where is my wallet? I'll put $100 right now on the table.
Yep. No, nope, you can't. You can't do
what's more important, the regular season for the Celtics or Jaylen Brown playing in an All-Star game?
Yeah. You can't do it. Can't do it. You can't. If Jaylen Brown
he'll
plays.
He'll do it. I'm telling you he'll do it. $100. I'll bet you $100. Dan, I'll double down with you, too.
Man.
I don't have $100.
What, seriously, what's more important?
Yeah, I know, but
they're going to play in that All-Star game. Both of them will. Him and Tatum will. And that's sad.
And that points to a very soft culture. In a front office that is afraid to stand up to their players and it doesn't they don't want to rock the boat. And that's you have a team of guys that are entitled, you know? They think they're afforded liberties that they shouldn't be afforded. This team hasn't accomplished anything. They have young, great, young, rising young stars. But for the love of God, man, you can't treat these guys as if they've already won multiple championships. And I feel like that's how they do it over there.
I'm sorry for yelling. 6:30 in the morning, you know, and I just...
But you think about it. Kyrie Irving was never the same. Kemba Walker was never really the same. Now, he looks, to me, now the shots were going in yesterday, okay? And he looked explosive yesterday. But it... Let's face it. I mean, he has been not the same guy for a very long time since that injury that we all think he got exacerbated by playing in the last year's All-Star game.
I get some stats on you for you on the record for the Celtics since Kemba has come back. What the record is with Marcus Smart out of the mix and how Jason Tatum is playing since both of those.
Okay. Well, I was going to say you
in the month of February.
But the demarcation line, it's very similar. Okay, what is the one thing that happened to Jason Tatum that also happened to the quarterback here, week three of the NFL season, and it was never the same?
Ooh.
Jason Tatum got COVID 11 games ago. He has not been the same guy coming back from COVID that he was before COVID, and just similarly, very similar to how Cam Newton was, pre versus post.
That's a spicy Cajun chicken
take
type take.
Yeah. I wish I could claim it as my own. I read that somewhere, and it made total sense.
But I mean, that's a little spicy.
Yeah, last 11 games since he got back.
There's one more thing. I wanted to mention quickly because gotta hit the clock and gotta be on time today. You mentioned Cam Newton just quickly, and I wanted to bring it to the Celtics after every game. And I even look. It's so funny. I looked for the highlight in the system here. We just have to play better. I just have to play better. We just have to play better. Cam Newton said that after every post game this year, and I wanted to rip shirt every time he said it. And
Bill was loving that though. He can't get enough.
But now Brad's preaching it. Preaching it and pumping up the bench. Woof. Love the COVID take. We'll get more of that coming up on the other side, and we'll get in more of the struggles. Hey, Kemba Walker had a good day yesterday. We'll hear from him as well. It's the Toucher and Rich Show. Ted Johnson's here. I'm Joe Murray. You're listening to 98.5 The Sports.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslows. Winslows, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
And the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh my lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Continuing what happened last night. Kemba Walker, that guy, had a good game against Wizards. Well, I'll let you hear this sound.
Beal, dribbling behind his back, exposed the ball, stripped by Kemba. Kemba saw that one coming. He goes the distance, flips it up off the glass and in.
That could have been in one.
Eight straight for the Celtics. They've cut it from 24 to 16 with 4:29 to go in the third.
Compete level.
Ooh, there's a compete level in there. What was the compete level?
Yeah.
Three? Compete level yesterday?
Like, cut it from 24 to 16. Yeah, you're only down by 16 with 3 minutes left in the third. Folks, don't go anywhere.
Sean Grady and Max are the there. Max, I listened to the whole broadcast yesterday. He was going at him.
He was like Scal.
So all I got was I'm glad Scal did because he's very biased. But Max was like, Rory Hachimura is like getting and ones and going to the basket.
Yeah, that kid looked good.
And he's just like, who wants it more?
Yeah.
It was one of those battles of who wants it more. Look at it. Hachimura, 15. Mo Wagner? Talk about pushing people around. He gets in people's faces.
Okay. But he's like, you know, he's like 7'10" and he's 150 pounds. And it's funny, you talk about just being physical. I mean, the guy's long, rangy. He's got great touch. He's very athletic for being, I mean, I don't know how tall he is, but he's at least 7 feet, right? I mean, he's huge.
He played at Michigan, brought them all the way to the national championship.
That's right. I mean, he's got skills as if he's, kind of a point guard in being in that size. So it's impressive. But he just can't. He gets pushed around. Pushed around down there, man.
Yeah. He's been known to get clowned.
And I love his, you know?
Like he gets in someone's face, and then Draymond Green will be like, yeah, bro.
Scal said some good stuff yesterday, but one was, don't go sleep on Wagner now. His defense is pretty stellar. In the meanwhile, like, guys are just taking him to the rim. And but you know what? I kind of like his game. He's just really, really he can't anchor down because he's so skinny. But he's a very athletic, one of the more athletic guys you'll see at his size. Really is.
Yeah, he went up against
He had a really hot mom, too, that they always would flash to in the Michigan.
Yeah, his brother crushing it at Michigan right now.
Oh, is that right?
It's
pronounced Wagner, right?
Wagner. From Germany. I think he's from Germany.
Germany, yeah.
But, yeah, nobody cares because it's college basketball. I think Michigan might be the best team in the Big Ten and the third best team in the country after Baylor and Gonzaga.
There you go, man.
So there's your little college basketball update. As we're heading into March soon, we're halfway to March Madness there. But Kemba Walker, he had a good game yesterday, 25 points. 9 of 18 shooting, 4 of 7 from 3.
Oh, he was hitting his jumpers, hitting those little mid-range jumpers finally. I mean, he was so aggressive getting to the rim. He looked so explosive. The problem was he just can't hit his shots. He was hitting his shots yesterday. So everybody's like, I heard you yesterday. You had a good little debate about the Walker versus
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward,
and we'll get into that one later in the show.
I was wondering if Walker's performance yesterday was going to kill that topic for today.
Dude, can I tell you something? I swear they listen, because about a month ago I had a take. Jason Tatum wasn't getting to the line often. And if you remember a year ago in the Eastern Conference Finals, remember the final play of the game? Tatum took it to the basket and Bam Adebayo stuffed him.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost the game.
Oh, one of the best defensive plays you'll ever see.
Absolutely. Since then, he wasn't getting to the line. And I was I came out with a weekend take that nobody heard. Is Jason Tatum afraid to go to the line since being stuffed at the basket in the Eastern Conference Finals? The next night, he went out and had 12 free throw attempts. I swear they hit.
Probably a career high for him.
I swear, and what did he have last night? 0 for 1.
No.
He's not getting to the line.
He should be getting to the line, you know, like James Harden gets to the line. You know what I mean? When you have that kind of skill, he's always settling for those jump shots. I feel like he's been a little bit better this year and last year with that, not just kind of counting on that fallaway jumper. But you're right. Him and Jaylen Brown need to be more aggressive.
Oh, my God, they should. Who do you think led the team? This is just random, but who do you think led the team in free throw attempts yesterday?
Oof. I'll say, was it Robert Williams?
It was Robert Williams.
Was it really?
3 for 5. They're not getting the line enough. That's the problem. They have nobody that can, like Kemba, he can shoot. I know he can.
Yeah.
They have nobody that can penetrate to the basket. Brown can, but he's more of a in the paint shooter.
And it just shows you, but you know what backs that up? If you look at if I had to guess, their 3-point attempts. How many three-pointers do they attempt a night? It's probably got to be one of the higher.
Between 30 and 40, I bet. I'll look it up during the break.
Think about that. Think about.
Or maybe Kevin Maggiore can help.
You're probably right. Hey, Kevin, you let us know. But
what are the Celtics average per game on threes?
That is absurd.
Attempts.
I mean, teams, 10 years ago, a huge night would be 20 three-point attempts. And it's now the NBA's changed so much, and the Celtics have always relied way too much on the three ball.
Here's Kemba after the game.
I don't know. We just got to figure some things out. Positive, it ain't many positives, I'm going to be honest. We're not good right now. But it's very controllable. I don't think it's anything that's uncontrollable. I think it's us. As a whole, we just got to be better. I think I could do a better job. Just getting my teammates prepared to play a game. We'll get better. Some very disappointing, losses. We're just not playing the way that we know that we're capable of playing. And that has to be fixed, and soon.
Yeah, it does have to be fixed. But, you're a big problem. And I just wanted to share these stats. I saw
you think Jalen's his problem?
I think Jalen's the leader of the team. Legitimately the leader of the team. I think he's out there battling with injury, playing night in and night out. I think he does settle sometimes for too many in-between-the-cylinder shots. I mean, he's so good at it, though. I want him to be a little more explosive. And let me just read these stats. The Celtics are 5-10 since Kemba Walker has come back. They're 3-5 since Marcus Smart got injured. So do we really put the Marcus Smart stuff into the equation? I'll throw that one out.
Yeah. I'll throw it out.
Jason Tatum shooting 39% from the field in the month of February.
COVID.
You mentioned COVID. And they're 500 now on the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's pathetic.
It is.
We just had a week of Tom Brady smoke here from him winning his 7th championship. There's all the Patriots stuff that's still there. The Bruins are playing really well, and the Red Sox made a trade of Benintendi, and they're starting up. They're getting a pass in this town. They've been getting a pass in this town for years.
Yeah.
It's Ainge. I'm not saying fire any of these guys, but a shakeup has to happen.
But it's, don't you think, there's two teams in this town where I think the ownership, the general manager, and the head coach are all simpatico. They're all kind of wired almost the exact same way. I would say the Celtics and the Patriots are the two teams that are like that, where the owner, the general manager, and the head coach are all very, very similar type personality style. I think Wick is a great guy. I think Wick's just a really nice guy, very affable. Just a people person. Interpersonal skills are off the charts. I think Danny Ainge is that way. I think Brad Stevens is that way. Okay? And so you have this nice guys, all of them, really nice guys. You'd want to have a beer with them. You go to the Patriots, Kraft, he's a killer, man. Don't kid yourself. That man wants to step on your neck to get a win. Belichick's the same way, man.
I'm going to save some takes because it's early in the morning. It's a holiday. People are still sleeping. But I have some stuff on Stevens. I don't think he should be fired, but I think he should be questioned. And I think Danny Ainge right now, with what's happening with this team, There needs to be a shakeup.
You know, Danny Ainge loves Brad Stevens. In fact, he described him one time. He used a word. I don't know why I can't get this out of my head. He described Brad Stevens with one word that I just can't shake for some reason. The general manager saying this about the head coach of a professional basketball team. He said, "I adore Brad Stevens." That's adore. That's a weird. I adore my dog. My dog's an adoring little dog, you know. And but your coach.
Reminds me of a Color Me Bad song, Dan.
Why is that threw me off? I was just like, "What do you mean? You adore your head coach?
Really, Joe?
I adore Mia Moore.
I adore Mia Moore. Okay.
Remember Color Me Bad? I adore. See, we don't have the Twitch fam today. Like the Twitch people would be all over this stuff. I miss our Twitch.
They're all sleeping. Yeah.
They're still like, psh, Joe and Ted, snooze. Snooze. Actually, no, I think they're fans.
I'd be curious, like, what the typical profile of a Twitch follower of the Toucher and Rich show is and looks like. Do they have a certain kind of
certain kind of vibe in there, for sure.
Oh, I'd be interested to know what that is.
Some days it's we love Fred. Some days it's we hate Rich.
Okay.
Where is Nick? A lot of that.
And then, that goes on a lot, yeah, in this control room, too.
By the way, was it Thursday or Friday there was a meltdown, Nick
could've
meltdown?
Could have been both days, but I think it probably was Friday.
Okay, yeah. Fred had a meltdown on Nick.
Yeah, the go get the engineer meltdown, yes. And then Nick went right back into the room that he sits in, and I can see him through the glass from the control room, and I'm like, Nick, why aren't you moving? Why isn't there something going? But in Nick's head, he had it figured out. He was going to reset whatever the computer problems were with going on with Fred, but he was going to do it during the commercial break.
I feel for Nick. I know we probably, I have a soft spot for Nick because I feel like he's been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. And Nick's always struck me as the kind of guy that probably wanted to quit his job 10 years ago, but he just can't do it. So here he is.
Who's Nick's boss? That's the question.
Because there's if you don't listen to the show, it sounds like Fred.
it's not me.
No, seriously. Who is Nick's boss?
Nick works.
Five calls says it on
the program. He works in the programming department, but yeah. And Ted, I know you have probably a little soft spot for Nick. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. You are more than welcome to come and stand in here in the control room.
All right. I thought
because he thinks, I mean, and honestly, it's probably true, but he thinks I'm the biggest prick in the world.
Oh, you seem like and a he will, sweetheart to work.
He will tell you that. So
I thought that deserved a five call says it all. I really did. But
who was Nick's boss?
But the call screener doesn't work, so it doesn't matter anyways, because it's just it doesn't work. I have one more thing that happened last night. We'll take a quick break, and we'll share that coming up next on 98.5.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I think it's Brady. Let me explain why. It's hard for me to put anybody above Michael. But Michael was always going to be the best player 4 out of 7 games. But the difference is, Every time Tom Brady played a football game, it was a game seven. I never had thought about it like that. I mean, you think about that. Every football game in the playoffs is a game seven. Like, Michael, he's going to win most series because he's going to be the best player 4 out of 7 games. But when you play in football, every single football game in the playoffs is a game seven. And you think about that. That's incredible to have all those game sevens and to get to 10 Super Bowls and to win seven. And people can say he's at home. It doesn't matter. Everybody loses at home.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Joe Murray, Ted Johnson, Ted and Joe Show.
My favorite former athlete analyst. Charles Barkley.
Is he even an analyst?
Yeah, he's an analyst. Yes. I mean, come on.
Because he wears a suit coat on a set? I know you're a guy who wears a suit coat on a set, but you break down film.
Right.
That's an analyst.
Barkley can, I think he knows the game of basketball.
I think he knows the game of basketball. I will never insult
He's
him.
He's very entertaining. His delivery is excellent. And I love the banter. I can't get enough of the just the chemistry is incredible on that. And Ernie Johnson's, I just think that show is as good as you will find.
Ted, you played with Tom Brady. Is he the greatest of all time? Let's just talk about it. Bill Russell has 10 championships.
Is that 11?
11, sorry. Yep. 11 rings.
Yep. And I know that because I read Shaughnessy's article in the Globe the other day where he's defending Bill Russell's as the greatest winner of all time.
He might be, but over Brady. The times were different. And
at that time, he was the greatest
winner. I mean, how many? A Felger argument would be who are they playing against?
Well, I mean, it's not a bad thing to kind of suggest when you're making that argument. Eight teams in the NBA when Bill Russell was doing his thing.
Have you seen this NBC Sports? They have this commercial where it's like a graveyard.
Yeah.
And it shows all the quarterbacks that Tom Brady has beaten. Mm-hmm. And it shows, you know, Patrick Mahomes and then it's just Eli Manning as a Frankenstein walking through the graveyard or whatever is all the guys he beat, but the one that he didn't. I don't want to compare Jordan Brady. Like, but one has seven, the other has six. One stopped early. One took time off. You know, they were home and away. Like, Jordan lost championships too. Couldn't beat the Celtics at one point. Couldn't get past the Pistons. Had problems against the Lakers. Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, Brady won his first one. Like, Brady, his losses, were they really on him? I know he had a strip sack in one of the Super Bowls, but his defense only had to make one play for them to win.
You're right.
He threw the game-winning touchdown in 07 to Moss. The defense couldn't close it out. No offense to the defense. The defense may have won the first three Super Bowls, and he just needed to be a game manager. I think he surpassed Michael Jordan, and it puts him on the map as the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I look at it, is Jordan is probably the greatest, like, the greatest athlete of my lifetime. So, therefore, he passed him. He's the best.
I have a hard time. Where I get stuck in this, and this is, a great sports talk debate. The greatest athlete. I always get stuck on the athlete. You want to say greatest winner? I think that's the semantics maybe count in this for this debate for me when we're talking about this, because Tom Brady's the greatest winner. I mean, when I think of an athlete, I just think Michael Jordan's a better athlete. I'll call Jordan the better athlete. You know, Tom Brady, hands down, the best quarterback, the best winner. You know, and I guess theoretically, you could say, okay, yeah, the best athlete. I don't know if he's a better athlete than Michael Jordan. I
mean, athlete, hell no.
Right? So, like, there's some semantics matter, but everybody says, you know, Tom Brady's the best athlete. Oh, he's the best winner. He's the best quarterback of all time. Like, we all know that. I think when you talk about him with reference to Jordan and Muhammad Ali, it's just the Mount Rushmore of accomplishment in their given sport. Tom Brady is now, should be mentioned with Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali.
We'll revisit the Barkley thought. We're an hour down. We got into what happened last night. You brought something up about Jason Tatum and COVID. And there's a lot of talk about who the next Patriots quarterback could be. And there's a lot of, what's the word? Bold predictions on who the next Patriots quarterback will be. We'll talk about that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.